If a Tennessee city declared themselves to be a sanctuary city for illegal immigrants, what would your position be?
So you guys can go to my website at the state and pull up the bills that I wrote this session and see that I had a bill that would take state funding from cities who had sanctuary schools. We don't need that in Tennessee. Sanctuary cities. Here's the issue. If ICE issues a detainer, that local law enforcement, I believe, has a moral right to detain that individual and turn them over to ICE. It's very interesting, you know, the cities certainly want to know when there's a threat from the federal government, when they hear it from Homeland Security at the state, they want to know that. Well, that should work both ways. And if the local community has got someone, they've pulled someone over on the road, there's an ICE detainer on that individual, they should not be able to release that individual, period.
I think this is one that we're going to be able to be under time on every case, but I think it's very clear. First off, I voted for Donald Trump, and I think that he's going to help stop what's the originator of the problem, which is way too much illegal immigration. If we can stop that, we can stop even the possibility of cities wanting to become sanctuary cities. But the simple fact is it's illegal. They can't do it, and no city in the state of Tennessee will be a sanctuary city under my watch. Thank you.
So it's breaking the law, plain and simple, breaking the law. Not only that, it is very dangerous. And I want to point to something that just happened in my district a week or so ago in Wilson County, where a young six-year-old girl had been molested by an illegal immigrant who had already been charged several times and was still in this country. Now, that little six-year-old girl will never be the same. And we can talk about other things like Kate Steinle out there in San Francisco that had her life taken away from her in a minute by an illegal immigrant who was a felon and was being protected by the San Francisco City Council. I have a bill with Senator Toomey that would make it clear that if you are a sanctuary city, you will get no money from the federal government, period. Because we all know the only thing that ever counts is the money piece. And we have got to be able to put this clearly in law. I was able to be able to defund just a small piece of it in one of our appropriations bills, but we need to have a very clear law that when it goes to the courts, these liberal courts, that it will be very clear what Congress has put into law. They need to uphold the law.
And sanctuary cities are simply an invitation for lawlessness. It's inviting lawlessness. Not only does it invite lawlessness, because it invites those who break the law to come and inhabit that city, but they also ties the hands of law enforcement. And I think in this country, we have repeatedly seen law enforcement lose respect. We've seen law enforcement have their hands tied, and we need to do everything we can to loosen the hands of law enforcement and to allow them to do the job that they are required to do and that we want them to do to protect us. So, sanctuary cities. If I were the governor, I would do everything in my power to, including funding laws and anything in my power to stop sanctuary cities from being in our state of Tennessee.